This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from South by Southwest, Austin, Texas, 2010. And I'm sitting with Minneapolis St. Paul band, the Melismatics.
Woo.
How you all doing?
Good.
What a show last night, man. What was the name of that place?
Lambert's.
Well, you guys kicked. I enjoyed it. Almost as much as I enjoyed trying to find a place to park so I could see it. So you were in Kansas City before you come here?
That's right. Yeah, we played Kansas City on Monday night.
What room was that?
Riot Room.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Man.
Yeah.
And then you leave. When you leave here, you'll be going to
St. Joseph, Missouri.
And what room is that?
That is one of our favorite clubs in the country, actually. It's the Rendezvous.
Very cool. So I know you've had a lot of things happening here for you in the last few months. You just recently, the MTV thing, that was, tell me, what was that? What was the actual premise of that? What was it called? It was the, they call it what? The Fresh?
Oh, Freshman. Yeah, there's a program on MTVU. It's called The Freshman, and every week they pick 5 new music videos. People vote on one that gets automatically added into regular rotation. And our video for Digging Deep got the winning vote. So it's now on regular rotation on MTVU.
That's awesome, man. And also you had a special on the Channel 4, was it? Up in Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Yep, WCCO, Channel 4 News. It was an interview on sort of a piece. They interviewed us, but it was on, you know, me growing up with deaf parents and what it was like for them.
Yeah. Well, that was very cool, though. I saw that. I watched that. It was very, very moving. Mm-hmm. And that was very cool in the Digging Deep video, how you do that signing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So the plans for the future for the Melismatics? You got a new record you've been working on, right? You've been writing your
record? Yeah. We're working on a new album. We've got plans to make a video in June. Basically start getting new music out as soon as possible. You know, working on a new album, touring, the whole works, so trying to follow everything up.
Well, I know, you know, myself with Iowa Homegrown Music, our publishing house, we've been working with you, Ryan, for 11 years.
Yeah.
Now we're in the 11th year. This next record, what would it be, number 6? The 6th album you'll be making since I met you?
It would be. I mean, officially as the Melismatics, this will be our 5th album, but yeah, I mean, we had the 7th, if you want to go back into time that far, so yeah, actually 7th.
So what do you think's happened the most from that first record to now? I mean, as far as your music, where do you think it's taken you the most?
Well, that's a tough thing to say. I mean, I think just, you know, this band has really come a long way. I mean, I think the live show and what we've done and with touring, and we just had a lot of really cool experiences. I mean, doing, you know, we got to play Lollapalooza, doing, you know, making music videos and stuff like that. We've just had a lot of really exciting things that we've been able to do as a band over the last, you know, since the band started in 01 or so. And I don't know, I think we've seen a lot of stuff. I don't know, Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of just been a gradual step up, you know, with every kind of thing we do. And so it's kind of a gradual rising.
Well, I know with the acid test, you went out to California to record, didn't you?
Yeah. Yes, that was very fun.
With producer John Fields?
Correct.
And then part of it, what was cut in up in Minneapolis, too.
Mm-hmm. It was about 50-50, I want to say.
So what do you think about the difference between recording in L.A. and Minneapolis?
I think that...
Weather.
Yeah.
The swimming pool in the back of the studio in L.A.
Yeah, it's a little different than the Minneapolis studio. Both great studios, though.
I think we might have been a little bit more focused in L.A. just because we were, you know, staying at the studio in the house that was connected to the studio. And so we kind of just, like, were living and breathing, you know, recording the music. But when we were in Minneapolis, it's like we all kind of, like, you know, we all go to our own houses when we're done recording and then come back the next day. And so it was just, I think it's just a little bit more focused. Like, I mean, it all, you know, it was all great, but those are the differences.